Kumlana Black Gemara, we're up to the end of yesterday's Blot Dun Beis and Beis in the Mishnah. Eivig Chavi Mevatul Eivig Chom Shaloi Chaveid. A goy can Mevatul cancel his own Avodah Zarah. He can also cancel his friend's Avodah Zarah. And we also learned before that you can even force a goy to Mevatul Avodah Zarah. The Yisro, but a Yid ain't Mevatul Avodah Chom Chom. A Yid cannot Mevatul a goy, nor can he Mevatul his own. A Yid Avodah Zarah, we learned already before, you have to conceal it, that's it, you put it away. V'som Basasa. Ha Mevatul Avodah Zarah Chavi. If somebody cancels the Avodah Zarah itself, mevatul mishamshe, automatically the shamashim also become batul. Or the bitul mishamshe, if you mevatul the mishamshim, mishamshim mutarin, but vehi asura. The mishamish batul, but the Avodah Zarah itself is asur. It's only an accessory. So the accessory is batul to the primary, but the primary is not batul to the accessory. Masni le Rebbe le Rab Shimon berebi. Rebbe once taught his son Rab Shimon, Oyved kachavi mevatul avoyde chomish shaloi v'shel chavede, that a goy can cancel his own and his friends. Amalei, now interesting, the son calls his father Rebbe. Why would he call his father by his name? Rebbe shanisa lanu b'yaldu secha, younger, when you were younger, you taught us, you told the goy that not only cancels all, even the yids, and now you tell me you can only cancel the goy. Yisrael, what do you mean? How can you cancel a yid's? A yid cannot cancel his own. How can a goy cancel his own? Yeah. No, he taught us on this Mishnah. That's exactly the point. Or he was learning it again, revising it. So the Gemara asked a question. What do you mean a guy can cancel a yid? Madach, a yid cannot cancel his own. How can a guy cancel it? It says, v'som basosa, you have to be going to it. V'som basosa, k'siv. Omer Abhil Abreyed, Rabvalis. Abhil, so Rabvalis said, we'll have two different versions of what he said. Loi nitzicha. Must be, yeah. Talking about, of course, a goy cannot cancel a yid. Talking about a goy who has a partnership with a yid. So be by yaldusa, mikasava, rabbi ziknusa, mikasava. So we thought that a goy can cancel a yid chelik if they're shutfim. If they're partner middle chachila, then the goy can cancel the yid. And what's the svara? And then he changes his mind. When the yid joined the partnership, he said, as long as the goy is going to worship the Zarah, I'll join him. But so we thought that if the goy changes his mind and rescinds the Zarah, then the yid's chelik also is rescinded. And I might think the yid is totally complete in the goy, he has only yitzhara. And he wants to have a desire for himself, so the goy cannot cancel it. However, those who learn that Rabbi Hilbert, Darval's comment, is going on the Sefer, the Mishnah, where it says that a yi cannot be mevatel of a goy. And as well, you saw about the obviously, he cannot be mevatel his own. How's he going to mevatel somebody else's? We would have thought that it's only talking about a case where there were partners. And we thought in the beginning that the Yid only joined to make the Goy happy. So if the Goy decides not to be Avodah Zarah, the Yid is happy also not to be Avodah Zarah. So it's like a conditional Avodah Zarah the Yid made. That as long as the Goy wants to worship, I'll join him. If he doesn't, I'm not. That's what we would have thought. Mashallah, no, the Yid is not conditional. He wants the Avodah Zarah because unfortunately he has the Yid's heart of Avodah Zarah as well. The other version is in the end of the Mishnah, it says that a Goy cannot, that a Yid cannot cancel the Goy's. Obviously, he cannot cancel his own. Why would you think he canceled a goy? That there's a partnership with the goy. Now, surely the Eid cannot cancel the goy. There's no question about it. He cannot cancel his own. How can he cancel the goy? But the diuk is that the Eid cannot cancel the goy's, but the goy can cancel his own. And we don't say that since they're partners, we would have thought faked l'chumra. We would have thought that since they're partners and the Eid cannot get rid of his own part, neither can the guy get rid of his part. That's what we would have thought. So that's what Kamashla? No, this goes. Shayet Kamashla and the Yisrael who deloy mevatel the avigachavim, the Eid cannot cancel the goy. Avigachavim and lashim mevatel can cancel. No, the question was what shutfas means. It should mean that we both have a half of the whole or a whole of the half. So we thought they both have a half of the whole. So therefore the goy cannot even cancel his own because his own is there's an Eid part of it as well. Every inch is they're both partners. Kamashal, no, each one has a whole of a half, and therefore the goy's half is completely separated, segregated from the e's half, and therefore he can cancel it.
But the goy can be mevatel the
yid. No, definitely not. No, because yid cannot. Says the some basasa. The only thing a yid can do with his avodah zarah is to, be going to bury it. He cannot. If only the part that could be is a goy. In this version, we would have thought that goy couldn't do his. We would have thought in this version that the goy couldn't even do his own. And the Kamashal that he could do his own. And the Chayyim, what's the have him in the maskana? Is what's the idea of Shutfas? Rav Shimon ben Asi, Eimer Rav Yechom, Shai Yisrael, Ein Lo Betei Lama Shimon Asi, Rav Avoy Yechom, Yisrael, Yi, never can be cancelled. What do you mean, Allah is ever? Allah, Eber, Rav Allah, this is where he made a comment, Lo Nitzcha, Lo Shesh, Lo Yechom, Lo Shutfas, if the guy has a partnership with this thing, Kamashal, Yisrael, Dait and Nafshi Palach, the Yid will never be cancelled. That even though you might thought that the Yid is, like the first version, the Yid is doing it conditionally as long as the guy wants it, Kamashal, no such thing. Okay, so we said that a goy can cancel his thing. How do you cancel it? He just says, I don't want it to be avodah zarah anymore. You have to do something to deface it, to show that you no longer have respect for it. Kate said, Mevatla, how you cancel it? Cut the reish ozna, you cut off the tip of the ear, reish chayt, the tip of the nose. That's what we do by dolls. They used to do by dolls, they used to, or porcelain figures. Cut part of off, reish ozna, the tip of the finger. Pach, so if they pushed it in, afa bish lechis, if they pressed it in, even though nothing was missing, bitla, all of these are defacing the avodah zarah. There's no way you would do that if it's a real avodah zarah. What about right before you spat before it, hishtifana, you urinated, gerda, zarak ba, satsaya, you go ahead and you do all different activities that are sim, you put cement on it, or you did all kinds of to degrade it, yeah. Had it ezo in a potato, because you just wash it off, so that's nothing. Machra, what happened if a guy sold avodah zarah? Or he actually gave it away as a mashkin. Now, l'chayde, if he sold it, he doesn't know what the other person has anything to do with it. Does that mean that he's renouncing the avodah zarah right then and there? And where's the act of defacing it? The very act of mechira means that he's saying it's the very act that he sold it, that in itself is degrading. That he's saying, what is it, a commodity? Avodah zarah, getchke. You don't sell a commodity, you're not something you sell. Is it Rebbe Yehme Bittl? The act of selling alone is Bittl. However, what's going on? We'll soon see. First of all, but my bittle, if you just pressed it in, what's the bittle? That you pressed in the face. That doesn't work. They were hungry, and they were angry. They all cursed their gods. I was starving it. What kind of god are you? And they turned to the one above. But then afterwards, when they had more tzaddas, it says, well, they turned back to the earth, to their gods, for help. Is that ayah that was that even though they might be angry for a minute, if they just put some, if they put something on the superficial, tomorrow they'll change their mind and make it a god again. Anything else, they decide to go back to their getchkes. I've got the kilo malke with the cover upon the mile. I'll let it yabi when heck when they need to, they go back to the avodah zarah. Machroi mishkan rebbe is a bittle ziri am rabbi yechemi but abam rav the chadam once says machlekes but so you gave it to someone to melt it down who was a goy. And that's a machlekes, whether that's in itself a bittul. Do you expect the goy to continue avodah zarah, so therefore there's no bittul, or do you expect the goy to melt it down? Avol b'tzayru yisrof, you gave it to a yid to melt it down. You sold it to him, whatever, definitely they'll melt it down. Divid hakel bittul, because they know the yid doesn't do avodah zarah. What's the intention? Intention to get rid of it. So the goy, by selling it, is tantamount to saying, I don't want it anymore. The chadam, the other opinion says, b'tzayru yisrof machlekes. The other opinion says, no, the machlekes is by a tzayru yisrof. That even by Yid is machlekes, because maybe the Yid won't melt it down. He knows the value of a geshke. Why would he melt it down and ruin the whole value? He'll sell it for a fortune. So therefore, it's a machlekes over there. Now, if there's a machlekes by a tzayr v'yisrael, what would they hold by a goy? Does everybody then agree by a goy that there's no bitli? He thinks the guy will continue, or the same machlekes by a goy? Freddy Gemari boilu, but tzayr v'yisrael machlekes. I would tzayr v'chav divr hakol leibitul. Everyone agree by a goy. You assume the guy will continue worshiping the avodah zarah, so the goy selling it doesn't mean he was a vatlet. Or you deal with bein b'ze or bein b'ze machlekes. The machlekes in both. Toshma coming here. Dama Rebbe said, needing the vora. I like my words where I said that it's cancelled. Kishem mochel the chabala when he sold it to be destroyed. And I like the words with divrei chaveira. I like with my friends who said that it's not bottled. Shemachel either he sold it to a worshipper. Sounds like when he said I like my words or I like their words. Sounds they're arguing in both cases. And here I think I'm right, and there I think that they're right. Myle chabala, myle either. Let's try to interpret it. What do you mean he sold it to be broken down, or he sold it to a worshipper? Ilema, literally, the chabala mama. You sold it in order to be broken down. So why? How can it be machlekes? Why would anyone hold that it's not cancelled? You know that it's going to be broken down. You don't have to speculate. And la'ivda means la'ivda, the one who means worship means mamish worshiping, so nozul be continues away to zodah. So why would anybody hold this called a bittle? He's mamish. Is my time under bittle, my time under a light bittle, klepnisht. Elalav lechabala means a speculation. Lemisha asid lechabala. You're assuming that he's going to destroy it. Most he sold to a yid. Umanoi tzeri v'sol by yid. You can assume most yidin are going to melt it down. And loevda to worshiper. Not that you know for a fact, but lemisha asid loevda. Probably somebody a worshiper. Umanoi tzeri v'chavim. Is it Aya? And the Rebbe says, I like my words here, I like their words here. Is it Aya? They're arguing in both cases.
It's interesting because he's moided to them in the case of Mechira, but he says, I like their words.
All they're talking about is Mechira. Yeah, he argues, but he's moider.
That's what I'm saying. He's holding still by his own opinion, even though that's what Moshe is saying now.
You got it all wrong. You think when he says needin chavei, that means I'm arguing, I'm maintaining my argument and my rage, but I think they're smarter than me. So why? No, it means it doesn't mean that at all. It means I'm agreeing with them. Omar Rebbe needin devarai lechavei. My friends agree with me. No machlekes. Kishem machel chabal. If you sold it to a yid who's definitely going to destroy it, they agree with me. That is bottom. Umanoi tzer Yisrael shav chavere lenechuk olav. They're not arguing. You know when we're arguing? Ela kishemoicher la'ovda. The only time we're arguing is you sold to a goy. Aval lechabola. But if you sold to a yid, everyone will agree. Moiduli. That everyone agrees when you sold according to the maybe this pshat. Everyone agrees you sold to a yid that it's a bittel. Because you know the yid will melt it down. The only machleik is this by a goy. Whether you for sure the goy will continue with avodah zara and therefore it's not a bittel, or maybe the goy also might melt it down as a bittel. Mezal has a question. It says halakeh grew toys and chum. You buy pieces of silver.
Okay, so when he sells it to another goy, we're saying that the stage between the other goy doing something or not, we're saying that it still remains an avodah zara. Why? Because the other goy will make.
No, we're saying that the goy who sold it, what's going through his mind? Is this selling already an act of defacing it? So one opinion says because he's selling to a goy, you know that all probability the goy will continue avodah zarah. So this goy who sold it doesn't feel any conscience or guilt, and he never rescinded avodah zarah. It says that if you buy pieces of silver, broken pieces of silver from a goy, you motz ben avicham, you found buried there amongst the pieces, and avodah zarah. So it depends. And the question im ad shalay nasan mois, if as long as you didn't give them money yet. Moshach, if you made a kinyan meshicha and you took it to Yonash, we didn't give them money yet, which means that you weren't really coin it. Yachze, you can give it back and say, look, I wasn't coin it yet. Why? Because the whole thing is a mekhatos. I didn't know the avodah zarah here. So therefore, here's, and the guy can then pull the avodah zarah out and insult him again. It's not like I'm getting anything in return of avodah zarah, but never mind in the first place. But once you gave the money, Moshach, you made a meshicha, even though it's a mistake. If I give it to the goy, he has to give me money. Looks like I'm selling him an avodah zarah. And there's not a sign here. And now I'm giving it back to him because there's avodah zarah there. So if I already paid the money, I want my money back. So it looks like I'm selling it to him an avodah zarah. So yoy lichli amimel fafahun. Because it looks like, so you take it and you throw it away, dispose of it. Now, if you can tell me that you're talking about it, if you sold it to a yid. So then here we're talking about you sold it to a yid, right? We're talking about a yid here. You sold it to a yid, so therefore, who holds over here that the avodah zarah is still avodah zarah? Remember, according to Rebbe, the avodah zarah is canceled. The moment he sold the yid, is no longer avodah zarah anymore. So what's the problem here? That avodah zarah is not avodah zarah. No, the problem here is that it's still avodah zarah. Must be according to Rabbanu. So haman yid Rabbanu. Elei amrit b'tzayid of the kachav machlekes. The whole machlekes is by a goy, but by yid, everyone is equal. Everyone agrees that it's a bittel. So what's the problem here? Why give it back? Or if you want to give it back, whatever it is, but there's no avodah zarah here. Abba b'tzayid sold even hakol bittel hamani. Who's the author of this brayse here?
The
guy didn't know that way it was in order to cancel. He can't make a purple. Exactly. You can't say, oh, the guy salty is a rai, that is a vatlet. He didn't know that existed. No rai from there. If a guy borrowed money and he gave his avodah zarah as a mashkin, is that a tantamount to a bittel? Because it's a commodity, it's no longer a avodah zarah. Oi, shenoflo lema pilas, an avalanche fell on top of it and did nothing to save it. Oi, shenvulist, it was stolen. Oi, shenichur abaylim. Or he left at home and he went overseas. Now, usually they took the avodah zarah with them wherever they went. So the rule that follows. If he intends to come back home, then he maintains avodah zarah. Kimelchemes Yeshua, like the war Yeshua that made him, that they intended to win and they left avodah zarah. We'll see what that means. Eina betela, then it's not canceled. All the other cases are considered cancelled. In this case here, if he intends to come back home, then the fact that he left at home doesn't mean that he's renounced the Avodah Zarah. We need all of these cases. Since he didn't sell it, maybe like butler. But we would have thought, in the case of an avalanche, in other words, in all of these cases, we're going to say that there's no bitl. All of these cases in the Mishnah, an avalanche fell on it, robbers stole it, all these cases, there's no bitl over here. He didn't renounce the avodah zarah. So if we want to, if we only knew the case of a mashkin, I would say, okay, there's no bitl. He didn't sell it. Sell it is permanent. A mashkin, you're getting it back tomorrow. So therefore, maybe that he didn't renounce the avodah zarah. We would have thought if an avalanche fell on it right there, why didn't he bother uncovering his eye? He gave up on it. Maybe he is mevatlet. Since he's not clearing it, the pile, maybe he's mevatlet. Therefore, when you tell you, no, there's no bitl either. He thinks, I know where it is. I don't need it at the moment, but I still want to have a dessert, and I'll take it when I need it. That's why it's not bottle. Avo gonvu, a list we have no control. Maybe he's meyayish, and therefore it's always have a dessert. Since he's not searching for it, not giving any rewards, maybe bottle or bottle, mevatlet. If you need all the cases, in all these cases, he was not mevatlet at all. Because he didn't do anything to mevatlet. In all these cases, he didn't do anything. It happened by itself. And therefore, we had a machlek as if it fragmented on its own. But here, the avodah zarah is still intact, but somebody else stole it. So therefore, that's not called bitl. The eton stole it. Mishum the sorry holds. Who's the ganef? If a goy stole mefale pola, he'll continue using avodah zarah. So why would I cancel it? It's not from a goy. And Yisrael shokla. And even for Yiddish Ganif, so obviously he's a business head. He thinks he'll make some money. The purpose of his stealing was not to serve Avodah Zarah. The purpose was to make business. So where would you make more money? Be selling the Avodah Zarah intact or melting it down? Of course the Avodah Zarah intact. So he'll still want it as Avodah Zarah. So shokla, I did the demel, you cut with Lamor, Mazbil Avichav, you palochla. He was out to goy and answer out to goy. So therefore, it's still Avodah Zarah. But if the guy left it behind, this is the only one we sort of he had a total choice and he left it behind. We would have thought that that shows us that he's no longer interested in middle of chocolate. But I didn't take it to mevatlu. We need to tell you that no, it's called man. He didn't clearly mevatl it. It's not called bittel. You said that if he intends to come back home, it's not bottle. If he's moving away for permanently, he left it behind. That tells us that he's not interested anymore. It's no longer about his other. Says the Gemara, what do you tell me about Mechemes Yeshua? Who came back? They were all killed out. The Zayin Amin. The intention was to come back. They thought they'll win the war. So they intended to come back. So the point there, Avodah Zarah was never bought. They lost. They were wiped out. But that was the Eibishter's Ness. The Ein La Betela, so therefore there's no Bittl. Now, the question is, so why give us such an example, Milchemet Yeshua? Just tell us that if he intends to come back, it's not bottle. If he does not intend to come back, it is bottle. Poshim, what are you adding by giving us a ma'aseh? But the Muhammad Yeshua, they might even want to come back. So the Gemara, you're right. Milsa agav uchik kamashlon, come to teach you something which you learned a while ago. Kihod amarav Yehuda amarav Yisrael shezokav levena. If a yid went ahead and took a brick and he made it upstanding, just quite prominent, lishtachosla, and the intention was to worship it. But when we learned by yid, it's not avodah zarah kol Rabbi Akiva, that's the halacha until you actually worship it. But a guy came along and worshipped it. Also, it's awesome. How do you know the also? Why should it be also? The Eid didn't worship it yet, and the guy, that's not his. And we have a rule before, Ain Adam Oisa Dovisha Ain Shaloi. How can the guy come along and turn into Avodah Zarah? We learn out from the story of the eagle, which we'll see in a minute, that if the Yid already demonstrated to us that he wants to do Avodah Zarah, then the Goy who comes along and worships it, he acts as if he is a Shliach of the Yid. We have a concept of Yesh Shlichus and Nachil Chumra. Says the Gemara, Amar Rachman Teira says.
We also say Shliach of Dvaravei.
That's right, but this is a. But we say this is not Dvaravei. You already commissioned it. You already did a pula. You already made it.
So with that, he was over.
So all we need is to turn this into Avodah Zarah. You didn't know Aveda now when the goy bows down. It's not a question of Aveda. The question is this Aryam now in Avodah Zarah? So once I gave the goy permission to bow down to it, and he's acting as my Shliach, therefore the. I didn't do an Aveda. The rock is already Aveda Zarah. I did my Aveda the moment I lifted it
when
up.
When you designated
it. When I designated, I already did my Aveda. We're talking about now the Isser. Remember we had before? We had before, Oder goes on the person, and so then the Isser.
The chalois of the Isser.
Exactly.
The practice.
Yeah, it says in the Pasuk, let's think for a second. The Eitei Book told when they entered Israel, destroy all the trees. Mechdi, how did the Goyim turn the trees of Israel into Asherah trees? Who does that Israel belong to the Eden? And we have a rule, Ein Adam Oisa Dover Shein Shaloi. What right did the Meridim have to go ahead and to turn the trees into Avodah Zarah? Yerusha Hilahem Abisayim say Yerusha to the Eden from Avram Yizriyaka Bein Adam Moishe Dov Shloi. How can the guy come and ask it? The Imishum Hanach the Mikora. What about the trees that preceded Avram Avinu? In fact, there's a day that the Asherah trees are only from the time of the Gemara in Brachas. There, that's Lamed Aleph. It's only in the times of Adam Rishon. But the Gemara here is not going that way. Any time the Imishum Hanach the Mikora. If it's from these early ones, Bibetulab Al Masagiluhu. All you have to do is capture a guy. We don't know all the trees are destroyed. What did we say the trees are destroyed? The fruits were gone. And if you tell me about the ones that were planted before Avraham Avinu, all you do is take a goy, kidnap a goy, and get the goy to mevatel every tree. We learned before that a goy can mevatel not only his own avodah zarah, but all the goyish avodah zarahs. Now this is an interesting thing. Midapolchu Yisrael the eagle, the Eden worshipped the eagle. Golu adatayu, they revealed to us the nichalu avicham, they like avodah zarah. So because they revealed to the world that they like avodah zarah, v'chi asu oivdei gachad, when the goyim came along, shlichusa didu avdi, these goyim were doing what the Eden wanted. So we learn that from the eagle. It's an amazing thing. In the beginning of Avodah Zarah, we learned of Gimel that the Eden never wanted to do eagle. It was not Avodah Zarah. The Eibishter forced them to teach them the idea of tshuva. But no, Eibishter taught them the idea of tshuva. Here we're saying that they were the worst kind of people. They wanted every Avodah Zarah in the world. We'll see in a minute. Hachinami Yisrael Shazak Levena Gal Yidai to the Nichol Happy Avodah Zarah. So therefore the goy is working as a shliach for the Eid when he's out there worshipping. Which means
this only became an avodah zarah at the time of the
Yeah. Eagle. Yeah, Freddy Gemara, wait, Freddy Gemara. The dilma be eagle the nichel and midachin alive. First of all, the Gemara asks, maybe it's only the eagle. Not the ones. All the Eden showed was that they wanted an eagle azov. Who said they want all every avodah zarah in the world? Omakro eile elehecha Yisrael in plural. They said that eile these. What are these? There's one golden calf there. What are these? It doesn't say ze or zu. It says eile these. Milamed sheivu lelohus arba. They wanted many getchkes. It's amazing how the Gemara changes mind from the beginning of the Masechta to the middle.
The Egel Azov was before the Tzivui of Anochi Hashem Alekecha.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was after Matan Torah. Who cares? They already heard Anochi Hashem Alekecha of Matan Torah. Just because we don't have it in writing? Or you need it in writing? So as the Gemara, it's amazing how the Gemara changes mind from the beginning to the middle. There's a Tagim Yonis Ben Azil that says that the Eid of Rav, everybody says Eid of Rav. Do you know how many people he said the Eid of Rav were? 240,000 people. Which is half the Jewish population, because we had 600,000. There were 240,000.
So then how was
Moshe Rabbeinu thinking?
They only went and killed 3,000 people, the Levites.
Yeah, only 3,000.
It wasn't the
Eid of Rav. No, the Eid of Rav wasn't part of that 600,000. I'm saying 240. Look at the portion. How many? That was a machlekes in Eibush and Moshe. The Eibush said, "It's your people. You're going to suffer," and Moshe took them in. So the Mefarshim already talk about the machlekes here. But you take get an idea of the number. Usually you think Eid of Rav, a couple hundred people, rabble rousers. No. They were 240,000 people, very large group of people. Abish was very upset with him. That's what I'm saying. So the machleik is obviously in Abish and Moshe. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about, everything has to be balanced with a certain balance. It wasn't warned, no. That's fine. I remember you saw that. Anyways, I'm invited. So this is your question. Kol de Bahadi Egel Nitzer. So they should only ask those from the Egel and onwards. What about all those trees that were planted for 40 years? Or what about those, after they did tshuva? Forget about the 40 years. After they did tshuva, right? Any new tree or any new avodah zarah after within 40 years shouldn't be a problem because Eden did tshuva. Says the Gemara, man moicha, how in the world do you know which tree is less than 40 years old? You only got to cut them down and count the rings. So you kill the tree anyway. Then you're invited.
Once you chop it down, you're
vatal. Yeah, you're vatal. It's true, but no tree left. we're talking about weiter. Avoid the chum machine who if there's if avoid the chum is left behind by goyim and they have no intention of returning. Bishah shalom if it's a time of peace. Obviously they're telling us they're renouncing the avodah zarah and muteres. Bishah mechum a time of war. They're mavulvul. They have no time to think straight and they hope to come back. Then asur still remains avodah zarah. These pedestals, the king used to come to a town, they had these pedestals always set up. If a king came, they would place an avodah zarah on top of these pedestals, and then the king left, they took it off. Question is, what is the status of this pedestal? Is it called a mishamish of avodah zarah or not? It was only used temporal when the king came to visit. They only use them when the kings pass by. So what? Says the Gemara. Base Nimrod. Interesting, called base Nimrod. This is a tower of Babel. This is Migdal Babel, and the Gemara calls it Beis Nimrod because he was a king at that time. So whatever they did on behalf of Nimrod. That's what Rashi says here. So Beis Nimrod harayika avoidus kechavim. It's like an avoidus zora shehinichu avdevet Hashem. They all scattered. So that entire Migdal, which was an avoidus zora, that Migdal was built not to wage a war against the Eibusher. That Migdal, Rashi says, the Migdal itself was built to shame Avodah Zarah. It lost its Avodah Zarah shafka, and they all fled, and they scattered. They renounced it. Now, the question isn't it a time of peace? Nobody forced them to run away. They just got scared, and they ran away. There's no war. Why'd they all run away? They got scared. But they could have come back, and it's like a time of peace. And yet we say that, the Avodah Zarah has been cancelled because they left without it. Afagav, even though the Chibadrinu Rachman, even though the Chabadrinu Rachman Keshaz Mechamadami, so he's saying, the Eibush has scattered them. What do you bring a rai from there? You're telling me that it's still called Avodah Zarah. It was a time of Muhammad because they all got scared. No, because since Iboil and Medr Hadr, they wanted to return, they could have. Midalai Hadr, it didn't betuli batle, them of Atlet. So it shows you a time of Shalom. Why is it Shalom? They ran away, they were scared, but they could have come back. And they never came back there. You know, they had such bad memories. They were killing each other. So therefore, it's like a Shav Shalom. And we see that it's considered Avodah Zarah still. The Migdal Shal Bavel is still considered Avodah Zarah. And it's a Raya, the B'Shav Shalom is Avodah Zarah, but B'Shav Shalom... The Migdal Bavel is not Avodah Zarah anymore. Sorry. The Migdal Avodah Zarah is not Avodah Zarah anymore because it's like a Shav Shalom that could have come back. And it didn't mean they said it's no longer... They abandoned it. What are you telling me? That these pedestals are mutter because the king comes by. That's the reason you're mutter. You should be asr. The king comes by, you place mamash avodah zarah there. So what do you mean that it's dedicated for avodah zarah when the king comes by? So why is that a reason to be mutter? That should be a reason to be asr. This is what he meant to say in the Mishnah. Mipnei shemam midin oisah. They only place it b'shasham malachim oivin. Only when the kings come in the city. And furthermore, the king doesn't feel any connection to that pedestal because malachim menichin derech zu v'holchim b'lecher. Sometimes, on occasion, they don't even go by this road. They don't even pass it by. They go a different way, which shows they have no respect for this particular pedestal. It's nothing. If it happens to be, they put our zodah, but it's never dedicated. It was never really set aside for it. So it's not considered a mishamish of avodah zarah. Ki also ula came. It happened once. Yosef, he sat down. Abimasa pegima. He sat down one of these pedestals that was nifkim. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lule, Rabbi Shmuel, the two greatest rabbis above all, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amri Tavai, they both say, Bimus Shenivgim also. They say that even though the pedestal that you made a pegam, you defaced it, it's still forbidden. And furthermore, Vafi Lule Mandom, we had a machlekes if they worship fragments." Ain't Oivdin Lashvarim, even though they say that Goyim generally do not worship fragments. Hani Mili Avoidas Kechavim, when it comes to Avoidas Zorah, the moment it turns to fragments, you lose respect for it. The Zilabe Milse, Lemiflech Lashvarim, it's embarrassing, humiliating that a god is made up of fragments and therefore you won't bow down to it. Avalhai, when it comes to the pedestal, the Mishamish Avoidas Zorah, what does he care if it's defaced? He'll still use it as a support for the Avoidas Zorah, so therefore defacing it is not enough. It's still suitable for the purpose. It's not perfect. When it comes to the Mishamish of Zarah, you don't care if it's perfect or not. You care if the Avodah Zarah itself is perfect, whole, intact, but not when it comes to the pedestal. Amalei. So Ula says, he's saying to Ula, he's attacking Ula, what are you doing there? Amalei, Ula said, truth be told, I agree with you that Rabbi Shmuel was the greatest tzaddikim. Man Yoivlan Halavai, we were given Ma'afara the Rabbi Shmuel from the sand of Rabbi Shmuel where they were buried, Umalinun Einain, we would fill our eyes with it. They were such holy people. But I want you to know, Rabbi Yechin of Eshlokish, and we know that whenever the Machlech Rabbi Shmuel against Eshlokish, Rabbi Yechin of Eshlokish, they both say that Bimush Nivga Mutter. And forget, they say it's a pshitas that it's mutl. And you know why? They say, even those that say that you do worship fragments, that's talking about a full avodah zarah, the kivan, the polchem, that since you bow down, since you used to bow down to avodah zarah, even though now it's fragments, you feel bad just walking away and suddenly, you know, abandoning this avodah zarah. Zila be milsa levetule. Aval hani, but as it comes to pedestal, shakli lahai, it's no big deal. You never worship the pedestal, so if it's not perfect, you throw it away and get something else. You think it's pasnished. So therefore, Rabbi Yechiel, like you said, by a pedestal, it's always avodah zarah. The fact that it's been defaced doesn't in any way prove that it was cancelled. Think about Tanya. A pedestal that was destroyed. Mutter. But a mizbeach shenivgim. But if a mizbeach was defaced, osir is still osir. Actually, you're not the zuba till you break most of the stones. How can you tell a mizbeach made up just a pile of stones? Heichi dami bimus heichi dami. How can you tell if it's a pedestal for avodah zarah or whether it's a mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Yom Reichen, bimus is even achas and mizbeach is avonim harbe many stones.
And so,